The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. This is the Bird's Eye View. I'm Jesse. I'm here with Mike and special guest Howard Herman. It's a tired morning because there should be no birds in North Street. All right, it's downtown Pittsfield.
There should be no birds,
there should be no birds there. Eliminate them.
It's a strong
I want to be able
take.
To sleep. It's a very lukewarm.
Bring it up with the mayor.
No. Yeah. Well, he's busy. I can't say that. Politics. In any case, no. Yeah. No birds.
Bring
on
it
North
up
Street.
With the hunters.
Birds. Yeah. A euphemism for?
No. Euphemism being very literal. That or I need to bully my apartment building to
Jesse
put like some of those.
Hates birds.
Put no. Love birds. Not in my apartment building. Not in the morning.
Birds is a choice on, we have this thing called an Echo, not an Echo, Hatch. Echo is the Alexa thing. a Hatch, which is just like a white, it's a fancy white noise machine for children to sleep with.
Yeah, it's stupid. White noise machines are stupid,
but
they're bad.
It has like
uses them
13
bad.
Different settings, and one of which is birds.
Yeah, nope.
And who would want that?
Nope, that's what wakes you up in the morning.
I guess I could use it to wake him up in the morning, but yeah, who would use that as like, oh,
and
putting
then
my
you
baby to sleep,
sound.
Let's put on birds.
That's the issue. I used
fake
to,
birds.
When I was in middle school, it was the first time I had to wake myself up to get ready for the bus, because I specifically remember this. I always remember this, what time my bus came in sixth grade, specifically because my mom said, nope, I'm no longer getting up that early to wake you up. Because, like, elementary school, she'd get up to wake myself and my sister up because elementary school parent had to be at the bus stop, so it wasn't really much of a choice. Middle school, you didn't have to do that, and she's like, yeah, I ain't getting up at 6:30 in the morning to wake you up. And I had my radio or my clock radio with the CD, and
sure.
It would wake me up to the dulcet tones of Bon Jovi. And then I started hating Bon Jovi because I would associate it with waking up and not being asleep. And I don't want to hate Bon Jovi.
Most Jersey thing I've ever heard in my life.
Blaze of Glory, amazing
Boy,
song.
I don't know. When my kids were little, they could walk to school in elementary school. We lived across the street.
Sure.
So it was particularly easy.
I mean, my bus stop was across the street, but it was just the town or the school rule that you couldn't be out there by yourself. But yeah, no, I hit sixth grade, and my mom was like, yeah, I ain't getting up at 6:30 in the morning to wake your butt up. So then I switched to a beeper, because if you hate a beeper, no one cares. But yes, birds, bad. They should not be bad, but they are bad. So I guess I need to yell at my building to put some, like, scents or some pheromones or some spikes on the top of my apartment building.
Well, thanks for coming, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, welcome back. So, speaking of the birds.
I was going to try, if, like, Mount Everett had done something good or something.
No, unfortunately
not. We don't have
any
bird winners, do we?
But, yes, so Western Mass Finals. So it's an interesting show, folks. The Western Mass Finals were Tuesday and Wednesday. We had some winners. Berkshire County made a fine showing for itself. State tournament play is also starting, I guess technically today, and it's the first round preliminary games in the next couple days. We also have some track stuff we can get to as well, but biggest things we should talk about: Western Mass Finals. A lot of winners being brought back to Berkshire County. Lennox boys and girls tennis went to their finals. Boys lost to Pioneer Valley Chinese Immersion Charter School. Lennox girls beat Pioneer Valley Chinese Immersion Charter School. So Lennox girls three-peat in Class C. Congratulations to them.
And won a state tournament game yesterday.
And won
as
a
well.
State tournament game yesterday. So they advanced the round of 16. In lacrosse, we talked, I believe, last week about the kind of surprise, just how Wakona girls lacrosse ran through Hoosick Valley. They made school history when their first girls lacrosse Western Mass title in girls lacrosse ever. Warriors beat South Hadley 13-12 at Springfield Central. I was there. That was Tuesday. We'll talk about that in a second. Hoosick Valley boys lacrosse, they go back-to-back. They beat McCann Tech at BCC yesterday, 12-6. They are Class C champs for the second time in a row.
And the question becomes now, has there been a team that has gone from the basement to the top floor as quickly as the McCann boys lacrosse team?
Okay, so we can talk about that in a second. I don't think they were in the basement, and I'd say the Wakona girls. But That's a good question. We'll bring that up in a second. I'm just going to run through all the winners here real quick. Hoosick Valley softball took a tough loss to Turner's Falls. Turner's Falls has been the best team in state, in D5, in Class D for a while now. Lost 12-1 at Westfield State yesterday. And Drury baseball won 2-1. Beautiful game against Greenfield yesterday at Holyoke. And then, of course, Pittsfield beat Taconic in an 8-inning thriller at Wacona Park on Tuesday. I think that's all our Western Mass finals.
And technically, Greyluck Track won.
Oh, and Greyluck Track did win. Westmatch. Okay, so, in any case, yes. So, lacrosse. I don't think McCann was in the basement because in the first year of the new system, they went to the Western Mass Final. So, I think they had that pedigree,
okay,
and then it was just rebuilt.
But you always talk, but when you hear from Marshall Maxwell, he talks about how he had,
are
he
you
lost
a coach
his...
might embellish things?
No, no,
win,
no.
They
but,
did win
but
one
I've,
game last year.
But I have talked to Marshall, and he said, you know, we lost everybody. And we were starting over again. And for them to start over again and to get to a Western Mass final is pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. I mean, they had Musa Thompson.
Did they win one game?
That does a lot.
Who is really, really, really talented.
They were 1-16 last year.
Yeah.
So it is a meteoric rise quickly.
I mean, what else?
But they didn't reach the they didn't reach the top. They lost.
No, but
Wacona did reach the top.
Yes.
Wacona went from 4 wins to a Western Mass
to Western Mass title.
So,
and also,
yeah, that does count,
I mean,
a little more, I think.
In 2022, Pittsfield boys lacks. Won like one game, and then the next year they went to Western Mass final, lost to Lennox, but
lost
still
again.
So it's, but no, what we're saying, you know, we have seen some quick turnarounds in Berkshire County, but yeah, no, Wacona girls I think is very much like the clear, I think in 2021 they might have went to Western Mass playoffs, and after that it was not good, and yeah, now they're Western Mass champs. It was a game, and I put this in my story, which that's all I'll say on that matter. In the first half, it felt like South Hadley was lucky to be there. You know, Wacona was scoring at will. They had issues with draw controls and with South Hadley a lot of extended possessions. But Wacona was up 6-3. Then South Hadley got a free position goal with 8 seconds left. And so it's 6-4, and you're wondering about momentum. So, Wacona was lucky to be in the game. There were 10 goals in the first half. There were 12 goals in the third quarter. And South Hadley outscored Wacona 7-5. It's 11-11. And... yeah, you're just like, how are the Warriors still like technically in this game? And credit to them, I think this is part of it because I know Kathy Budaj just talked a lot about how many games in a row they've played this year. You know, they had a 5- and 6-day stretch to end the season. And I think maybe that was just, you know, they were conditioned. They were ready to run. They were ready to be tired in the fourth quarter. And both teams, you know, in the third quarter, Wacona looked gas. In the fourth quarter, both teams looked gas. And the Warriors... just kind of did enough to get two goals to win. Anna Doyle, great goal in a free position with 3:23 left. It was very funny. Kathy was like, yeah, didn't really want a goal there. I wanted them to chew all the clock out. And then we started attacking. But thankfully, Doyle, A, got the goal, and B, they got, you know, they held down on defense. And so, yeah, the Warriors make history. Fallon Render goes out a Western Mass champ, and now Wacona will have to be on the road in states, but yeah, first time Western Mass winner.
Where are they going?
Oh, I just put this in the schedule. Now I can't remember. I will tell you.
It's in the Spring Master.
I will. Yeah.
A wild. It's a great story for Anna. Like Anna Doyle, didn't play last year. I think simply because there were no kids in her class on the team. It's kind of the Wacona has like this weird, there's like two empty classes outside of Fallon Renderer. So last year, I don't believe they had any seniors, and Fallon was a junior. And it was, like, I guess, a sophomore with no friends to play with. So to come back and clearly have more fun playing lacrosse this season after a year off.
Yeah, she had a good quote. She's like, this was worth it. This was totally, this was 100% worth it. I'm so glad I came back. Yeah. Let's see. Girls Lax Wacona is, they are the 25th seed, so they're 100%. They are at number 8 in Nantucket, and
that's fun.
I actually believe Nantucket like won the state title last year. I could be wrong.
That'd be a nice trip,
a fun road trip.
That'd be fun.
Fun road
actually,
and ocean trip.
They are playing. When's the 31st? Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
That was not out yesterday, so
a
there you go.
Sunday trip to Nantucket.
Sunday trip to Nantucket. Hey, there's if it's nice out, there's worse things in the world. That's pretty good.
But I wonder with Anna Doyle how much. Obviously, they had a pretty fun season basketball.
Yes.
With a lot of those same young kids.
Yes.
Wonder how much having that kind of a pretty enjoyable winter convinced her to play in the spring.
I don't know. So it's a fun question.
One bleeds into the other.
All right. Well, Mike, you were since we're doing lacrosse, Huzik, okay. McCann.
Yeah.
Huzik back to back Western Mass titles. I was thinking about this the other day, and the Class C boys Western Mass final has never had a non all Berkshire matchup. It was Lennox McCann, Lennox Pittsfield, Lennox Huzik, Huzik McCann.
Interesting.
That's pretty incredible. But Huzik goes back to back. And yeah, great, you know, great finish to the season by McCann, but Huzik is champ.
Yeah, Huzik was just the best team, like wire to wire, throughout the course of the year. And Lennox gave him a scare, McCann gave him a scare. More so in their regular season game, I think McCann was up at halftime. This game, Huzik was never kind of not in control. McCann got within, I think, 7-4, something like that, and then had a couple chances to kind of really make Huzik sweat, and just couldn't kind of put enough together. They didn't have enough guys. Huzik has a surprisingly full team.
Yeah, and don't you want to like get it to within two? You know, if you're down by more than two, if you can get it to two, you're back in the game. But when you get to three, and then if the team that was ahead gets one back, that sort of deflates you.
It just becomes a face-off game, yeah, if you get it within two. Because if you're only up two and you lose a face-off, you're real, real, real tight.
Yeah. It also just seemed to me, McCann had Moose Thompson, and he's one of the better players in Berkshire County. But
sure.
Huzik just has so many more offensive options. And it's like, okay, if Moose Thompson is not scoring, McCann's offense kind of goes to sleep. If Jaden Tatro isn't scoring, you have Kamarian Kastner. You have Owen Taylor. You have Cam Odvar. And so it's like, all right, they just have
Aiden
so
Wicks
many
had four,
options.
Yeah,
Aiden
Wicks had four
Aiden
goals
Wicks
in this
had
game.
A breaking four goals, yeah.
Yeah, it's that, and Huzik just has big-bodied veteran defensemen to throw in the way of Moose Thompson, which is a necessity.
Because he's a big body.
Yes, he's a big body, but as is Griffin Mucci, as are Joe and Isaac Campbell, as is Matt Wittick, I think his name is, David mm-hmm. Decker. These are all kind of big, strong guys who nobody knows better than Marshall Maxwell, the McCann Tech boys lacrosse and Hoosick Valley football coach. That was kind of... It was similar to, I compared it to I was also at the Greylock Girls Western Mass Final where they lost to Northampton, and it was just any time a Greylock girl had the ball, two white jerseys were on her. It just seemed like they had more players on the field, and similar to with playing against Huzik, their defense is always kind of in the right spot, and there's too many guys in the way.
And the Greylock girls are a very young team, aren't they?
Yes,
for the most
part.
Also,
I believe, one senior, similar to Wakona. They have one senior, Natalie Pesci. Yeah.
So they are, they're a team on the rise.
Similar, their story is more, they won back-to-back this title that Wakona won, just won. They won the first two of those, said, okay.
Credit to
Class
Jeff Stripp.
C.
He wanted the smoke.
Yes.
He wanted the smoke. He volunteered to move up to Class
yeah.
B.
If you look on their alignment thing, it says opt up. They opted up to play in Class B last year. They get upset at home.
By Amherst, yeah.
By Amherst this year. They go out on the road in the semifinals, beat Amherst Friday night, and then they're back in a Western Mass championship game in Class B with Division II Northampton. They're the only D4 team in Class B, so they're definitely playing up. But they have kind of that skill, I guess, that development.
And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with their boys' soccer team. They always choose to play up.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, no, they're in Class C. I think they're on where they would be.
It's hard to say. There is a Class D, I guess, technically for.
But no, Greylock is not. Greylock
no,
is
yeah,
not.
They,
a class
I don't think they would be, but
they have
there
not
is no Class D
soccer.
For.
But they've always wanted to. They've always wanted
they
to play.
They're
in
a good league.
Yes.
They're a very good league.
Yeah, which they don't have to be in.
No, I don't. Think,
but they choose to play. But
I don't know who makes that choice. But
they choose to play up.
Yes, they play a very hard schedule. Similar with the girls lacrosse team, they played a bunch of teams from Central Mass, New York, and just kind of it worked. They were in the game with Northampton. It was just, again, Northampton was too many
better,
kids.
It's much better this season. All right, so let's see. All right, well, I'll get through softball just here before we take a little break. Hoosick Valley lost to Charters Falls 12-1. As I said, that was at Westfield State yesterday. It's been it's a good season for Hoosick, but last year I was of the opinion that Maddie Limatainen was one of the best players in Western Mass, and then she carried a deeply flawed Charters Falls team to a state championship. And was like, okay, she might be her. And this season, not only has she gotten better, but her whole team has gotten better. And Charters Falls very much looks like a team that could win a state title in not even D5, but D2 or 3. They played Wachusett, and they gave Wachusett a game. Wachusett won the state championship last year in Division 1. Limatainen is actually, she's going to St. Michael's College, so she's going to Division 2. She'll be joining Brooke Bishop up there, former Drury standout, who apparently has had a pretty nice freshman season, had his three home runs. But in any case, yeah, oh, there, Hank a little distraught over there. He's sad about Hoosick, I guess.
Yeah, he was. But it's funny because I remember seeing Maddie when she was in 7th and 8th grade. And they would come to play Wakona. And Wakona would handle them.
Yeah.
And you just knew that she was going to be that. She was going to be that good. And as good a softball pitcher as she is, and she is the
you
best.
You owe me a dollar because I know what you're going to say.
She's just as good a volleyball player.
It's funny because
her mom's the volleyball coach.
Gary Mullins said that he basically said she's now better at softball because she wanted to play D1 volleyball, realized she wouldn't be able to, and she focused on softball, and that's why she's gotten as good as she has. But in any case, yes, top to bottom, Turner's was better. Hoosick just hadn't faced a pitcher that fast. You know, if you don't see anyone who throws 64 consistently, it's really, really hard to handle that, and she throws hard and she throws smart. And so it's a tough loss for Hoosick, but it's good in the sense that you want to be able to face an elite pitcher like that before the state tournament. Hoosick is the sixth seed, and so, you know, yeah, they're going to have to get ready. What is fun is that...
Will they see them? Would they see them before the Final Four?
No. Hoosick could only see them in the
championship game.
What's fun, however, is that Hoosick is the sixth seed, and assuming they win their first round matchup, Lennox is the 11th seed. So in the Sweet 16, you could have Lennox versus Hoosick. Now the best part is Lee has to play a playing game. If Lee wins, Lee would play Lennox, and then the winner would play Hoosick. So
the Berkshire County Invitational.
It's the Berkshire County Invitational. And on the other side of that little quadrant, McCann versus David Prouty.
Well, that's not fair. That McCann's playing 9-1.
So it's discrimination against the Berkshires. They want all the Berkshires to knock each other out. In any case, we'll take a little break and we'll come back after this.
It's a baby.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl CDs and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community?
Already done that.
Then the WCBR FM Programming Committee CDs. Wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com
one of my
or call
445-4234.
Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio. At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying, anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
You guys rock!
WTBR.
Welcome back, folks. WTBR, WSBR. This is the Bird's Eye View, talking some Western Mass playoffs. Talk lacrosse, talk softball, talk tennis in the before. We had two baseball Western Mass finals with Berkshire teams. We had Pittsfield versus Taconic in the Class B final, which also is another year one. You had Pittsfield Taconic at Wakona Park, Taconic won. Year two, you had Taconic Monument Mountain, Monument Mountain won. Year three, you had Pittsfield Wakona, Pittsfield won. That was at Wakona Park. And now year four, also at Wakona Park, Pittsfield. So once again, another where it's only ever been Berkshire teams in the final. This year, three of the four Berkshire teams were in the semifinals. Very impressive. Pittsfield, Jack Reed hits a walk-off RBI single to win the game in 8 innings. Great game. How was the crowd?
Crowd was very good.
Was the, it was like over 1,000, 2,000?
It was hard to tell, but there were people lined up along the fences out in right field and even out in left field where the bullpens are. I guess they charge for the Western Mass Finals.
Yes.
Which they did not charge for the quarterfinals or the semifinals. So, and some people were a little surprised. They didn't know that, you know, that you had to do, you know, buy everything online. But it's funny because when Taconic lost to Monument in the Western Mass Final, that was the only one of those four games that was not played in Pittsfield.
Right.
That game was at Westfield.
Yes, because people are dumb. In any case, Pittsfield's
the best team in division, at least according to the power ratings. Pittsfield is the best team in Division 4. On paper, you would, since I don't know what's out there, it would seem to me that Pittsfield would be a favorite to bring home a state bring home the first state championship since Mount Greylock did it. They've got pitching forever. They got pitching for days. Which, once you get to this tournament, and barring, you know, especially if you run into inclement weather, then you really need pitching. Mm. Because you can't, you know, if the weather's good for the next 2 weeks, you can probably get by with two starters. Because there's enough of a break in between. But if you get backed up at all, then you're going to need multiple arms. Pittsfield through Simon Melly in the Western Mass Final. It's all been set up so Jay Cody will start their round of 32 game and be available to start if they get to a state championship game.
Which is great, and yeah, he's a great arm. I think Simon Melly is a very good pitcher. I remember him in Babe Ruth, and I was very impressed by him. So not really surprised. Quentin Christopher's great for it's iconic.
Simon throws hard.
He throws really hard. He throws fast. He has good aim.
His stuff moved. He had good movement on his fastball. In the Western Mass Final.
So this is actually they had two walk-offs in three games in the Western Mass tournament. They walked off in the first round against Hampshire, and that one they tied it up late, and Melly came on to pitch the lag, just relieve one inning, and was just flames.
You said it was Borrega who threw the eighth?
Borrega.
Last night, Borrega.
Which, and he told me after the game that in a game like that, he would rather relieve than start.
Yeah, that's funny.
A lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
But I think that so that having the two walk-offs just kind of speaks to it was Drew Pierce's quote after the championship game was that like we feel like if you give us seven innings, eventually we're gonna score some runs and win the game. So,
and it's funny because it's
that's
the
proven apt twice now.
And it's a very very similar quote that Drury coach Robert Jutras gave me last night.
Oh, maybe that's
I was
what I'm
just gonna
of,
yeah. say. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, it was like they kept hit knocking on the door, and it was in the fifth.
If you remember the semifinal at Joe Wolf Field, they were down 2-0 until the fifth inning when they scored 10 runs, playing the ultimate in small ball, three bases loaded squeeze bunt base hits.
Yeah,
You know, it's like
bunting. And Drew was trying to get the bunt down in this game.
Yes,
they did. Greenfield.
Yeah, but the thing, what I like is seeing teams bunt. The bunt, if you watch Major League Baseball, if you watch any baseball,
it's illegal. Well, essentially,
it's not used anymore. People don't know how to bunt, and to watch Drury bunt the way it did the other night, and they blew the one bunt in. Turned out not to hurt them last night because you were there and you saw that when the bunt went right back to the box and
yeah, pitcher threw it back to first,
threw it to second and forced the runner.
I believe it was Noah Arnold no, it was Carson Rylander.
It was Brandon Canales who'd walked to lead off, and then Arnold comes up, who's a really good bunter.
Yes,
and bunted it straight, and Thomas was able to field the ball, throw to second, force the runner. That then led to Carson Rylander getting hit by a pitch and the whole thing.
Yeah, in any case, so yeah, no, yeah, jury kept knocking on the door. They got two runners on, I think, in the second or third inning, and then yeah, in the fifth inning, Carson Rylander getting hit by the pitch was huge because it felt like, I think he was down 1-2 or 0-2 at that point, and Drury had one on, but it was like, okay, if he gets out here, then you got two outs, what's going to happen? He gets hit, now you have 2-1, Connor Hinkle gets walked, and all of a sudden you feel Drury has a little bit of juice, a little bit of momentum.
It was 0-2. It was in fact 0-2, and you have the bases loaded. And Lucas Hamilton works a count full and strikes out swinging.
Right.
So you're down to your last pitch, and J.J. Prengruber hits one off the pitcher's arm.
Yeah.
If Thomas hadn't followed through that way, it would have gone through.
And can I say the Greenfield pitcher had a couple amazing plays to save infield singles.
Yes.
So that was really like just luck of the draw. And yeah, then Drury gets two runs, they go up 2-1, and you kind of feel like, okay, the way this game is going, that's going to be enough.
It was more than enough. And
Connor Hinkle is dealing.
And the two guys who were most important in that inning were Rylander and Robert Jutras. Because the ball is still in fair territory, but it's near the third baseline. And when Thomas threw to first and could not get Prengruber, Rylander was coming.
Yeah.
And he easily beat the throw home.
Oh, 100%.
And a lot of times they would hold guys up there.
Sure.
Because the ball doesn't leave the infield, but you know, but he had good speed, he had a full head of steam, and he got sent, slid in safely, and they go ahead.
And I say that's good aggressive baseball. That's saying we have two outs, we need to take the lead, we have nothing to lose, go, and I believe in my, you yeah. know, I believe you got a head of steam, go for it.
You never want to make the third out at home.
Right.
That's a baseball truism, but they knew, you know, the play was in front of him, so he knew what was happening.
Yeah.
And that's the key thing. And the rest of it was up to Connor Hinkle, who ended up, you know, having a
13 Ks, pretty casual.
Yeah, considering that, you know, a couple weeks ago
doesn't do anything casual.
Seeing as he's at like 17, 18, 16.
I was going through, yeah, your
16,
photos, and I'm remembering for basketball. Yeah, he's a top five kid to shoot while screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a top five kid to like run into somebody. He plays basketball like a football player, even though he doesn't play football, which is pretty funny.
And he plays baseball like a football player.
I mean, he can't really pitch like a football player. But
no, but when he plays third base and when he's hitting, you know, he's got that style. His dad was one of the great catchers the Drury ever had.
Mm.
And I often ask, how come your kid didn't want to catch? He goes, he just never did. So he's a pitcher and a third baseman. And
Connor Hinkle's another kid who throws gas. He just throws hard.
And his stuff moves. He's got three good pitches. And as he said afterwards, you know, he and catcher Julian Feliciano have a thing. And Feliciano told me earlier in the season that, you know, they've been pitching and catching since sixth grade together.
So they know. That's good.
So
yeah,
that
I love
begs the question, though. You said earlier, if actually, weather aligns up, you have,
Hinkle,
you have two
and
guys, you can make it work. Can Drury get through five games with two guys?
I think so. I think the big question for me, but I've been of two minds about Drury. We don't have much time left, so I'm just going to say this quickly, which is they only lost three games, but they lost the three biggest games. The coming into Western Mass, they lost to Pioneer Valley, who's great. They lost to Mount Anthony, who's pretty great. And they lost to Conic, who's good, but in a higher division. And so I was just like, you haven't beaten anyone who truly stands out to me. So the Greenfield game is pretty good because it's a big win in a big setting, and you came back and you had to fight to get it. But I do wonder how they're going to do when they have to face a great team that can, you know, really get on them.
I think they will be fine. I think they're fine. When they lost to Pioneer, they played arguably the best team in the state.
Sure,
you know, in
but
their
that's
division.
My point.
I fully expect to see Pioneer and Drury playing at Polar Park.
I think that can absolutely happen. That game also did. The fact that Drury lost a nail biter in that regular season game gives me confidence they can hang and they can beat Pioneer. We're going to wrap up here, though, folks. So thank you all for tuning in. Kind of Western Mass recap. Once again, state tournament already started. It's going to be prelim games coming up. So good luck. Have a good rest of your day and take it easy.